how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As ever and always, here we are. Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are happy to have your company again tonight, as ever and always. We have invited... We've invited an old friend on the program tonight, Stan Hess. And I don't know if you know Stan Hess, but he has quite an interesting story to tell about his background and his really his come full circle in the world of politics and his understanding of things in the United States, the world for that matter, and the whole constitutionalist patriotic movement. He's an outspoken man. He has been around. He calls the program now and again. And he's ready to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
Oh, okay.
We'll welcome him aboard right now. Stan Hess, good evening. You're on the program with Rick.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Well, I've had more interesting times, but here I am tonight, you know, trying to dabble in so many things, and time goes by so quickly. But here we are. We didn't miss the program tonight, and here you are, my guest, and you've been a good caller and a good compatriot over the years, and of course you have quite a story to tell. And I'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about you and how, I guess you were a political activist going back a number of years with unions and left-wing organizations and so forth, and then you started seeing the light, huh?
Yeah, I did. Actually, to be honest, I started out as a conservative, but I started going to college, and I was risking going to Vietnam, and I started disagreeing with it. And the people that were presenting the best arguments for not being there were the Trotskyists. So I became a Trotskyist member of the Young Socialist Alliance in Houston, Texas, in the late 60s. And during that time also, yes, I helped organize a Teamster union there on the property, a Teamster affiliated working group, and I was very proud of that, and I still am a strong union person in terms of fighting for the rights of working people. Of course, I don't, most of the time they come down the wrong side on other issues. But I was, I guess what happened to me was I was shot
an awakening,
I had an awakening. I was shot in the face and called a white boy. I had guns put on me three times by blacks in different jobs I've had. And I finally just decided that the leftists, Trotskyists, and other assorted groups, they wanted me to fight for the rights of everybody else, but not for the rights of European-American people. So that's when things started to change for me.
Wow. And you today are active in many areas. You're on the internet. You had, I guess you had your own talk show too for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I had, I was on for 2.5 years and I enjoyed it. I stopped doing it because I had somebody on that the producer of the station didn't like, so that happens to all of us at point in time.
All right, we'll discuss these things when we come back right here on RBNLive.com, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. My guest tonight, Stan Hess.
Yeah.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Stan Hess. Stan Hess is... I guess he got bitten. He thought that he was a progressive, and he's joining the ranks of the communists, socialists, the Marxists, all those nice people that do good things in the world, like in Russia and in Eastern Europe and China. And then all of a sudden, Stan got bitten. He found out that there was a boomerang there, and it just didn't quite promise to be what it alleged to have been. Right, Stan?
Exactly.
And when you went through this metamorphosis, this change, what took place then? What kind of mindset did you assume? What did it take? What followed in your chronology of events?
I would say that being shot in the face and called a white boy, I think it did it for me.
Now, when you say shot in the face, you literally were shot.
Yeah, I was shot in the face with a 32 and lost 2.5 teeth, and was lucky that the bullet didn't spin into my brain and kill me. And this was on the streets of East Oakland during the time of the zebra killings, which nobody seems to know about.
I remember them.
There's a movie out now called Zodiac, and it's about this white guy who goes on a killing spree. But there were more people shot by the zebra killers, which was a group of dissident black Muslims who decided to, well, they call themselves the Death Angels, and they gave each other little insignias to put on their chest if they killed whites, and they got more points and more recognition if they killed women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what was going on during that time in the Bay Area, and I just decided that my life was more important than ideology.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of so-called, movements, black movements and so forth, here we have Jesse Jackson, as you know, coming out and backing Osama, Obama, or whatever his name is, Olama, mm-hmm. for president.
Yo mama.
I mean, here we go again, more of the same, and it's political posturing, and it's so funny because it is strictly racial politics. And when Jesse Jackson interjects racial politics and comes out and endorses whoever is colored or black, whatever, then, nobody says a word about it. That's fine and dandy. But if the shoe were on the other foot, and the same kind of endorsement took place for someone, say, in the white race who were advocating a position of defending our borders, defending America, defending the white European nations, and the fact that we as a nation now are going down the tubes because of unlimited so-called immigration, then, of course, the media would never cease, as you know.
Well,
to string them up and hang them.
For those people that might be interesting, if you go over to the Newsmax site, I get their little news alerts, and evidently Obama has been hiding his white grandmother mm-hmm. because he's trying to parade around his black grandmother from Kenya,
mm-hmm.
but his white grandmother he never mentions because he's trying to appeal to the fact that he is, in fact, a black and not white.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we've got that double standard working again.
Yeah, and it's okay for one race or one group, but certainly not any of the others. And then we have Nancy Pelosi in Israel now, and she's going on to Syria despite objections. She may be flying a Passover of bombs, maybe to Syria. Who knows, right?
That's a good term there, Passover of bombs.
Passing over Syria.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have, as you know, Bush swearing about it, using some foul language, we're told, which is nothing new for Bush.
No.
And then we have Tom Tancredo announcing for president, and, of course, the Patriot Act, so-called provisions that have been abused purposefully, I believe, by the FBI, and all of a sudden, we hear the apology is and all of the rest of it, Bush apologizing over Walter Reed. And, we know how much their apologies mean. Quite frankly, I read the headlines, Stan, and you read them, as you just pointed out. And quite honestly, they nauseate me.
They nauseate me. Yes.
And the reason is because we are bombarded daily with this type of nonsensical rhetoric and propaganda on the political stage, when here we have a major crisis looming in the Persian Gulf. We have Iran, its sovereignty being invaded by England, by Tony Blair. What is it, R2-D2? He walks like R2-D2. this is the kind of nonsense that we're accustomed to in the media, just pushing it aside, hoping that they can pave the way for another war. And quite frankly, they're in the globalist camp. They're with George Bush. They're not his enemy. The major media are nothing more than the dialectical counterpart to George Bush's act. And that's all it comes down to.
Can I jump in with something?
You may. This is your forum, too.
Okay,
go right ahead.
I just wanted to mention something, because sometimes I get into this mood where I don't want to act. I just want to, read a book or whatever and not engage the world. But for those people who are interested, if you will call your congressman and your two U.S. senators in your state, wherever you are, and tell them not to vote for this latest amnesty bill that's before Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that today up here in Idaho. We have two senators that are horrible, in my opinion, Crapo and Senator Craig, on the immigration issue. And I called both of their offices, and then I called Congressman Sally, who just got elected, and told them that I expected them to vote no on this amnesty bill. So, you know, those of us that feel frustrated, we're not going to solve all the problems for the world, but I guarantee you I felt better after I called in.
Well, you've got the bills, H.R. 1645, that includes verbiage that neglected to get the popular vote last year, and then you have the new bill, the security through regularized immigration and vibrant economy strive, which is paving a path toward, quote, citizenship for those who have illegally come into the country. So, you know, you have a variety of legislation, but here George Bush sits down with Calderon in Mexico, and he says quite blatantly, hey, we're going to try to get this through by August.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get it through Congress, and we're going to do our darndest. We're going to do everything we can to pass this forgiveness bill, this amnesty bill, so that illegals can remain in the country. And the number is staggering, as you know, Stan. The number is probably close to 30 million right now in these United States. And that's a high number.
Well, I want to mention something on the good side, and that is that the Idaho legislature issued a resolution denouncing the North American Union.
Yes, we brought that up last week. Good.
Well, good. Because,
I'm happy.
Well, this kind of dovetails into another little side issue, which is the newspaper up here didn't even put that in the paper.
So I saw.
In the Coeur d'Alene Press.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, we're 500 miles away from Boise, where the state capital is, but you would think that would warrant some attention, but they are neoconish, and they're very, very leftist in the way they promote white bashing on the campus at our local community college.
You had, in fact, you yourself, personally, had become embroiled in a controversy on that campus, I believe, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I started out. Sometimes I raise a little hell, Rick.
Raise hell up so we can catch more.
I basically denounced Larry Craig. There are other people that denounced him as well. At a town hall meeting he had in Coeur d'Alene, we organized a bunch of us organized signs and denouncing the immigration platform of Senator Craig. And yes, I was angry. And but what happened as a result of that, I got denounced by the press. But and then they lied about what had happened there, what I was saying. And of course, they brought up the fact that I was at one time David Duke's California representative, so all of a sudden I'm wearing Klan robes and I'm lynching black people.
Oh, my.
But what happened as a result of that, there was a uprising of Idaho citizens in future meetings that Larry Craig had up and down the state, and everybody started jumping on him for his record, and they had to admit that they had 4,000 calls into his different offices on the illegal alien issue, and they had neglected to say that until I raised hell.
And I gather that maybe the number of his meetings in the community has been diminished a little.
The paper defends him because they're neocons. They support him and Crapo, the two U.S. the Republican U.S. senators, because
they're
left.
Is that Crapo or Crapo, you said?
I'm going to call it Crapo.
Right.
That's the way he pronounces it.
Or Crapo, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. But they are lapdogs for Bush's imperialist foreign policy in support of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're for protecting Israel's borders, but they're for basically allowing our borders to be porous.
Isn't that interesting? Huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's I still call it treason.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is treasonous, and almost every single one of them has done that. They've all sold out, except a handful maybe. And I don't even know that we have a handful. You know, Ron Paul has been pretty consistent in his days and pretty much a statesman. But look at how they treat him with total and complete ignorance. All right, we shall be right back. Stan Hess is my guest. We're going to have some good conversation yet to come. Join us on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
wellness company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Hey, and we are back with Stan Hess. All right, Stan. Well, anyway, we were talking off air. I don't know if you were able to catch any of it, but talking a little bit about David Duke and the Klan and all of that. And, you know, a lot of these organizations, as you know, are set up by the government,
yeah,
by the ADL and groups like that who work hand in glove to try to entrap many people who might call themselves patriots or whatever. People are just fed up with the trash and the garbage of government today, and they see the country now being totally invaded and enveloped by aliens. But they have to be cautious, don't they? They have to be very cautious.
Well, yes, and for those of us who were on the left and we know the history of COINTELPRO,
mm-hmm,
know that agitators were sent in to both black groups and white groups and then also Latino groups in order to get them to commit violence so that they could be locked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, and they did.
They did
that, too, in many cases, yeah.
Yeah.
And this COINTELPRO, as you say, was really an FBI sting, basically,
yeah,
a setup, wasn't it?
Exactly. And, yeah, and of course, we've got the continuation of COINTELPRO with what happened at Ruby Ridge and then also with Waco and then Oklahoma City. You know, mm-hmm. it's setting people up. And I mean, I could go on and on about this.
That's all right. You may
have your own stories, but you know, the people that want to get involved, what you should do is talk to your friends, educate yourself, call your congressman. I know people hate to hear that, but also to read and talk to people you know, maybe run for office, or if you have to worry about your job, support somebody who is running for office, and we all appreciate that. I know I appreciate it when I got almost 12% of the vote, even though I came in last. They had been demonizing me so much in the press when I ran for college trustee here and locally that I thought I was going to get about 1%. Well, I was really surprised, and the pundits were surprised as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you did put your money where your mouth was, and you made the effort, and no matter what anyone says, what anyone thinks, you know, you at least had to do what you felt you had to do. And you gave people a choice, not an echo, but
right.
a choice. And that has been done by many people on a shoestring budget. I know you had a shoestring budget, obviously. You didn't have money pouring
in to
your campaign, that's for sure. But unfortunately today, Stan, the way this nation has gone and the corruption of the political process, who in their right minds honestly believes that you could mount a campaign in a big, big state for Senate, for instance, or even in a congressional district in any state without having to spend a ton of money buying media time?
Well, I can tell you about our last congressional race when Robert Vasquez down in southern Idaho, who's the Canyon County commissioner who had sent a bill to Mexico to compensate American taxpayers, local taxpayers, for the cost of illegal aliens. He was demonized basically as a bigot, even though he was a Vietnam War veteran. His father was decorated in World War II. He lost a part of his leg, as I remember, from battle fighting for this country, even though it was a misguided war. But he's a patriot. And what happened is the neocons, Grover Norquist and that crew up there in Washington, D.C., within the Beltway, put together a political action committee and bankrolled Sally and just completely whipped Vasquez, who's a better candidate, because Vasquez was tougher on the immigration issue, and they mm-hmm. want cheap labor,
mm-hmm.
these Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Democrats want the same thing. What they want is the aliens and illegals to come in, and then whether they are legal or not, to get on the voting rolls.
Exactly.
And vote them into power so they can continue this process of redistribution of the wealth and building up their own fiefdoms. And this is what democracy always produces, you see. It produces this destructive, corrosive mentality. And pretty soon what happens is the middle class winds up disappearing.
That's
disappearing.
Right.
They can no longer afford to pay for the welfare state.
See, I came right up against that when I was getting signatures for Prop 187, which was to cut off mm-hmm. Social services to illegal aliens mm-hmm. in California,
yes.
which passed with 59% of the vote, and then it was shot down in the courts and never pursued by Gray Davis, who took over after Pete Wilson. But I got almost 5,000 signatures on my off days as a bus driver going up and down the state. And when I was at the San Francisco Cow Palace Auditorium and I was getting signatures to get it on the ballot, there was a guy that signed it, and I never even mentioned David Duke. I just said, "Sir, would you like to sign this?" And he said, "Hell yes." He says, "I'm a tree trimmer, and these illegal aliens have ruined me, and I cannot compete with people that use illegal aliens." And he said, "By the way, I'm going to vote for David Duke." So this is what happens when people get pushed too far.
Well, that's part of the process, isn't it? Ironic. We'll be right back, indeed, with our guest, Stan Hess. Join us right here with Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
And anytime, 800-313-9443. Stan, your involvement with the campaign for David Duke was certainly, I'm sure, an eye-opener, even to you, even though you'd been around for some time. I was on the radio, in fact, locally in my neck of the woods, and I remember endorsing David Duke myself at the time as a protest vote. And I also had done the same thing in the primary for Pat Buchanan, just to try to, you know, set the record straight that I wasn't very happy at all. And I never was happy with the incumbents running things. And then I realized that, hey, as far as I was concerned, any man who runs for president today has to either have a hole in his head or just be doing it to educate people. Because, quite frankly, you know, the truth of the matter is that that office has been an occupied territory for at least 80 years now.
Oh, of course.
And we realize that no man or woman is going to make it to the White House and be honest or be uncompromised.
Well,
that
I don't know if
given.
You remember, and I think it was when David ran for governor of Louisiana, the neocons at that time and the people involved in bashing of European American candidates rushed down to Louisiana, and they spent I don't know how many millions of dollars campaigning against David Duke in the black community, stirring up hatred towards David. And what they did is, because of a loophole in the Louisiana election law, you could get the, after the election, you could get the contributor list for David Duke from around the country. So what the Jewish groups did is they bought this up, and then they published the names of the people who had supported David Duke in different areas in their local newspaper.
That was nice of them.
Yeah, and they did that to me. And then I was persona non grata at work after that, and it affected my social life. It affected just being able to work at the bus yard where I worked in the San Francisco area. And you know, I ordered I went up to the publisher of the Marin Independent Journal at that time and said, "Look, I'm being attacked as being some kind of a racist." I said, I was a hate crime victim and survivor, and I'm for rights for everybody, but also for European Americans. So he looked at me snobbishly with contempt and said, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" And I said, "I'd like for you to print some of my comments." And he said, "Well, write a letter to the editor and we'll print it." So I did that, and I felt good to get that off my chest. But again, they demonize me in public.
Well, this is a classic case, you know, of really guilt by association.
Yes.
And here was the probably the ADL, undoubtedly, and other groups using this tactic that they have always ascribed to others.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the real
interesting. Where they used to talk about McCarthyism.
Oh,
what is this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, what is this, folks?
Well, I mean, this is a practitioner of it, you know,
exactly.
Right here. And that's something McCarthy himself never did. So, you know, you judge the fruit by the tree and the tree by the fruit. And you look at them, where they're coming from, and you recognize right off the bat that these people are just low life, and they will do anything and everything in their power. And they do have a lot of power to try to destroy the reputations of people and to frighten people to stay out of the political arena. Another thing about it, Stan, is this, and that is that you hear these same groups going about saying, "You should vote. I don't care who you vote for as long as you go out and vote." And then as soon as you tell them you're for someone like David Duke or someone like that, immediately they do everything they can to keep you from voting.
No.
So, I mean, it is a circus. It totally is a circus.
Well, it's a cruel circus, and the brainwashing is immense. And we had a good example of that is these voters that go to the polls. They don't come in as a blank slate. They come in as TV heads, newspaper heads, whatever they read. And we had a professor at the local college who brought in her political leanings and her hatred towards Republicans by saying that anybody that ever voted Republican and anybody that that could not think should be exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, the woman in the classroom withdrew from the class and then took her case to a lawyer who gave her a refund. But we still have stories from the local newspaper, because people called up the college and also sent her emails, because it ended up on WorldNet Daily. This whole story, the local newspaper wouldn't even put it in the story initially, and then the sympathy from the newspaper is towards this woman who has been wronged just because she called for the extermination of Republicans and everybody else that doesn't think.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the university, I was at who's a woman they brought here, a leftist they brought in here from Texas, was at the Pachyderm meeting, which is a Republican club that's nationwide. And she said if it had been blacks or Jews, she would have treated this case differently. But she said this extermination talk, it was coming from a teacher who was just trying to provoke discussion, and that was considered free speech.
Uh-huh. Sounds mighty familiar to me. And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Yeah, well, that is the kind of mentality that we see displayed by the media in just about every community. And you know, what has happened, I mean, in a state like Idaho, your state, as you know, yeah. You have a very large, I would say a large patriotic, conservative, traditionalist movement. And you have people in that neck of the woods, that whole region, that are, as you know, patriotic to the extent they do believe in secession. Many of them, they do believe in returning to local control. They believe in even breaking apart from the traditional United States, as it's known, in an enclave of freedom, not white
right.
supremacy,
no.
but freedom and independence and the right to live locally without interference from the Modises of the world and people like that who bent on destruction of our Constitution. And when you see that, and yet you realize that your media are owned by foreign entities or outside entities, big conglomerates that have bought up these independent newspapers, you realize the importance of having the Internet then, don't you?
Well, I criticize my father for a lack of knowledge, but if my father had the Internet and used it like I'm using the Internet, he would have mm-hmm. been thinking in a much different way. I can't denounce my father because he was living in a fog just as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it your father believed? I mean, was you saying he was more of a Democrat or a liberal?
No, he was a Republican, but he didn't understand that the fix was in for the Republican Party as well as the Democrats.
Okay. All right. So he basically was an ordinary American who had basically swallowed the line.
Exactly.
All right. I know what you're saying. I understand that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can probably recount similar tales and similar stories. And here I was, now in my particular case, a man who I was raised Catholic. And, mm-hmm. You know, I started searching and I started looking outside of the box and thinking outside of the box. But I had this spark in me, this divine, if you will, messenger come to me when I was young and say, there's something wrong with this picture. There's something wrong with this picture. So by the time I got to college, I was a thorn in the sides of the establishment, the leftist, socialist, Marxist, Zionist establishment at college. Mm-hmm. So by the time I got through, well, of course, they couldn't wait to get rid of me. They just couldn't wait.
Right.
And they, you know, I had friends that were victimized and vilified in classrooms because they were less outspoken than I, and they took on some of the liberal professors. And, of course, you know what happened with these tolerant, loving, brotherhood-type professors. Their grades suffered. They suffered retribution in the classroom, and there was basically a blacklisting of anyone who stood out.
That's what happened at our local college up here in northern Idaho,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that what the newspaper was screaming about and what the president and the administration was saying, if only you had come to us, we could have worked this out. Just like they worked it out that they felt like that this was protected speech to say that Republicans should be exterminated. They say, well, it may not have been the words that we would have used, but you have to understand, she's a good teacher, and all she's trying mm-hmm. to do is to get these people to think.
Yeah.
La-di-da-di-da.
Like they worked it out, let's see, was it in Waco they referred to it as a negotiating session there?
Yeah,
or Ruby Ridge? Yeah, not too far from you.
Exactly. Yeah, just about an hour north of me, yep.
So, you know, this is what we're dealing with. This is a culture war. This is a war that is really it's typical. It's typical of what I like to say. It's a scriptural thing, and it is a war of evil against good, and it is a war of Antichrist versus Christ. And this is the battleground. America is the last battleground, and America has rejected, by and large, her heritage, her legacy. And now you expect these patriots to fight. Well, they've got toothpicks against Goliath, and they're trying to fight a political battle rather than a spiritual battle, Stan. Well, this is where I come in.
And then most of the churches are 501c3, so they mm-hmm. don't want to speak out too loud. Otherwise, they may be investigated and then end up losing their status and they lose their church.
That's exactly what has happened. You are absolutely right. They've given up. They've given in. They've knuckled under. And it's no wonder that these churches are, as far as I'm concerned, are hell-bent for destruction. They're going right down with a new world order because they've given in and they've given up rather than taking a stand and not incorporating and meeting. You know, we're just having this discussion today with one of our friends here locally, and we're just talking about what makes a Christian church and what makes an assembly. It's not this building, and it's not this organization that says, hey, we are the church of God in Christ, or we are the church of God delivered, and we are this and we are that. No, that's not the New Testament church. It's a business now, okay? It's an organization based on money, wealth, and power. But the fact is, the true Christian believers, the true Christian church is going underground.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't know if you remember this book. There was a book that I was supposed to read in high school, and I did. It was by Sinclair Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
It was referred to as there was two books he wrote. One was called Babbitt, and the other one was called Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And he was a socialist, I believe, but it was actually a pretty good book because it talked about conformity. Well, that's what we have with these leftists now. It's all about their conformity, and everybody just toes the line. They're not innovative. They just copy what each other does because that's the prevailing culture.
Well, that's absolutely true. And you look at this Invasion USA, and this is where the rubber has met the road. Now you find a backlash. And you're finding Americans, no matter what their ethnic background may be, although most of them are white, most of the middle class are still white, as a matter of fact, are getting tired of having to pay the burden for this magnet welfare state called America. And when they see jobs leaving, and you know, just the other day, a company like Circuit City, I don't know if you're familiar with
them. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, they're nationwide. Circuit City said they're firing 3,400 of their workers, and they're going to rehire them at lower wages. They're going
union,
to offer them to come
thing.
Back. Well, they're not union, but I mean, they're going to give them, it's typical of this business now. Once used to pay commissions, and of course today, you're lucky you get a salary of $250 a week for 40 hours. Why work? What is the point of working when you cannot even begin to make ends meet? So you see, the middle class and the lower middle class are deliberately being destroyed by their own government and their own politicians who know what they're doing. They're not going to play ignorant anymore. They know what they're doing. They're selling out for their own lined pockets, you see. Middle class is being exterminated. And now people are beginning to listen only because their job is on the line.
That's that when it gets down to that, or when there's a gang in their neighborhood that's writing graffiti everywhere and threatening their wife with rape and stuff like that, then all of a sudden everything becomes much more real.
Then you become that conservative, huh?
Well,
you
stand
who
up
was
for your own interests. I don't like the conservative liberal paradigm. I think what this country needs is to be liberal towards us as European-American Christians, that they need to start creating programs and creating things in our self-interest rather than for the self-interest of every other group in the world. You know, where is, cui bono? You know, how does it work for us? How do we benefit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, that's where I get my leftist, where I bring my leftist ideas in, is that it's a thing where we need to say, look, this doesn't benefit us. So we want you to pay attention to what we want from you. And if you don't give it to us, then you're the bigot.
Mm-hmm.
You're the person that's being racist or disrespectful. You know, the mob had it right when they said, you disrespected me. It's all about respect. You know, our people need to get angry and say, you've disrespected our heritage, no matter what it is, our Christian culture, our European culture, and we're not voting for you anymore because you're dissing us. This is, don't get into long-winded discussions. You either give us what we want or we're not voting for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think that's going to happen anytime soon?
If people get angry enough, that's the only thing I can say.
Well, now that's what's happening, and at the same time, the government knows darn right well that when people get a little bit too out of control, they can be controlled, and that's what the plan is. The plan is to create enough opposition and then to create an invasion, and at some point when the natives get too restless, well, of course, we can arrange for them to be put in these detention centers,
exactly.
Can't we? And that's what they like to do to you, and that's what they like to do to me, Stan, you see? And I think most of the people who listen to us, they recognize that, they realize that, they understand that, and that is fantastic. That is wonderful.
I'd like to throw something in which I think is relevant to what we're talking about, and that is I got into a big heated argument with somebody before I got on the show, and both of us are friends, but you know how it is. We can't confront the other side.
All right, hold
up
it.
Arguing with each
hold
other.
It till after the break.
Sure,
Stan.
No problem.
Stan Hess, my guest, and you can join in right now if you'd like to. 800-313-9443. Echo and all. I'll be right back. Rick Adams.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hitting them pretty hard. And knocking them right out of the park.
Rick Adams is on.
Right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we will get to the phones. I promise you, and I promise you, we will get to the phone calls for our guest, Stan Hess. But, Stan, you wanted to continue to relate that to us.
Rick, I'm all about strategy. I'm 62 years old, and I want to make sure that the last years of my life is devoted to being laser sharp and focused on things that will help our people, no matter who they are in this country and around the world. And so this argument, I got into it with a friend of mine, and eventually we agreed that we have a slightly different way of looking at it, but we came up with some conclusions. And my thing is right now is that we need to make alliances with people, because that is the way people progress in the world. And a lot of people I hear, you know, they're conservatives, let's say, and they say, okay, I'm not going to make an alliance with a liberal. We must, if it moves us further along in terms of what we want. We may not agree with their other positions, but if they would agree with us on one, we need to support them if they're taking on the New World Order. So I'm going to give you two examples. One is Rosie O'Donnell. Now, that woman used to make me so mad, but I don't know if people know it right now. She has blown her stack, and one of the talk shows that is fighting the New World Order now has made contact with her. Now she came out on her show, The View, which is she's a co-host of on ABC, along with Barbara Walters and some other people, and she says, I don't believe the story of World Trade Center 7 coming down without being hit, coming down just like the other two buildings. And so she was denounced because of this, but I'm calling for people to support her in attacking the New World Order. And this is a temporary alliance, and we need to stick up for her. Also, somebody else is Cynthia McKinney. Now, if Cynthia McKinney ran in Idaho, I would not support her, okay? But she's in a district down in Georgia, and she's been smeared and by the Zionists. And I support her efforts to speak out against the New World Order. So there's another temporary alliance that I say, people, we need to speak out in favor of anybody that has the gumption to stand up to this regime that's running roughshod over us. The other thing is Martin Sheen is now has been active on the 9/11 movement front, and he is being financed right now by Mark Cuban, who's a Jewish American businessman down in Dallas, owns the Dallas Mavericks, and they're going to put loose change, which probably some of the people that are listening tonight have seen on the internet. They're going to put that out into the movie theaters. Regardless of what Cuban's politics are towards Israel or Martin Sheen politics towards Israel, if they're questioning 9/11 and saying we don't believe what happened, we think it's an inside job, it's another instance where we need to support those efforts to expose our mutual opposition.
Well, the issue really is exposing the issue. And we don't have to hold hands with them or kiss their butt. At the same time, we defend the right to be free from political persecution because of unpopular views. And that's exactly what's happening to them when they find out just how unliberal the media bosses are, in the case of Rosie and others, of course, who cross that line. So, there's an issue, a broad issue, freedom in general, that needs to be defended. And if we happen to be in the same corner, so be it. But the truth come out. That's the important thing. All right. Hour number two coming right up, and your calls just ahead with Stan Hess, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.